There are so many who are being led astray. There are so many who are confusing the flock. Our church has been infiltrated, and we know this. We know the New Age deception, and we know the subversion tactics that are being weighed or used against the church, against the Christian mind. And we need to hold fast and stand strong on the Word of God, because time is short. A female minister, now hang on here, the image you're looking at is from a Twitter account. This is not a man, I think. I don't know, they're confused, and I'm not going to sit here and try and, you know, whatever. Female minister who identifies as a male. So this minister is in fact a woman. And they're claiming that God is transgender. The blasphemy in those very words. A female minister in Texas who identifies as male recently declared at the state capitol that God is transgender, in expressing her opposition to a proposed bill that requires those using restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings and public schools to use the facility that corresponds with the gender on their birth certificate. Seth Wynn, who leads a gay metropolitan community church in Fort Worth, began her speech refuting another pastor who had cited the book of Genesis and expressing support for the legislation. In the beginning, God created humankind in God's image. God created them male and female, so God is transgender, Wynn asserted, as those gathered erupted in cheer and applause. You mean to tell me that John the Baptist, you mean to tell me that all the apostles and disciples up until this very age got it wrong? Huh. You see, I don't think that they got it wrong. I think they know what they're talking about. That's why they're in the Bible. It's God-inspired word for a reason. Whatever interpretation and whim that man can come up with, it's not God-inspired word. God is not transgender. So it's important that we all remember that we're all created in the image of what is holy and divine and sacred. Oh my God, no. And we should all be treated that way. It added. She added, excuse me. Wynn cited a quote from author Anne Lamont suggesting that those who disagree with transgenderism are hateful and have created a God in their own image. Wow. So even the authors who wrote books of the Bible, they must have just created God in their own image. They're hateful too, I guess. Because we know for a fact that Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." All right, so going back up to the word effeminate, if we've, I know we've talked about this before, but God, through Paul, tells us that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. So don't be deceived. It's right there. "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind will inherit the kingdom of God." They will not. But those individuals, we were some of them. But we were saved, washed, and made righteous, and sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our old lives, our old selves are dead. We are made new. And now you have this almost like a reverse situation here, because it says here, nor effeminate, having female characteristics. It's a woman having man characteristics. It's the same thing. It's just flipped, because the Bible's written from a man's a male's point of view. And there's a reason for that. God is not transgender. God is not transgender. And this transgender, very heavily confused individual who somehow claims to be a minister is saying that God is transgender. We have got to awaken to this deception, just as Paul tells us to do in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. There is so much deception around us. And here's another article that just came out recently. A Christian student was suspended after challenging a Muslim professor's claim that Jesus wasn't crucified. A Christian student was suspended because he was rebuking the Muslims' ideology that Jesus wasn't crucified. We have a female minister who's in part acting like a man, and Christian students who are being suspended because they don't want to accept Sharia law and that the ideology that comes with that. A student says he was suspended from Rollins College for challenging his Muslim professor's anti-Christian assertions, including her claim that Jesus' crucifixion never took place. 20-year-old Marshall Polston, a sophomore at the private Florida-based four-year college, said that the professor of his Middle Eastern Humanities class also told students that Jesus' disciples did not believe he was God. That is... We've seen the satanic rituals that have been done on college campuses. We've seen the absolute blasphemy, and of course, the rituals that are just coming up out of the woodworks into the actual public sphere, if you would. But we have got to guard the faith. There are so many individuals who are trying to subvert this faith, the Christian faith. We've got to stand up and not be deceived. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.